Blog Talk Radio.
And on today's episode, we will be revisiting our very first Blood Moon show from April 14th, 2014. We are preparing for our upcoming event, the Quantum Light Clearing Class, which is taking place in Fort Myers, Florida, from August 28th through the 30th. That class is full, but we have another class coming up in Fort Myers, Florida, from October 2nd through the 4th. So if you are interested in that class, in which we will be teaching people how to become property clearers, please visit dnareplicate.com for more information on how to join. Also, we have group DNA activation sessions every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. And you can find out more about that if you're interested on DNAReplicate.com and FearMindToShine.com. Before we get started, we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
And since our host, Ms. Lalta Rasul, is not with us today, our book of the week is going to be our number one recommended book, The Subconscious Speaks. And now we will continue with our show. This is the first Blood Moon episode from August 14th, 2014.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to Soul Solutions, Food for the Soul. I am Lalta Rasul of UpTheSun.org and DNAReplicate.com. I'm so happy to be with you, and I will greet you all in the Mayan greeting of Inlakesh, which indicates that I see in you yourself, in me yourself. And what that means is that we recognize the divinity in each other. Today, we are so blessed to have Ellie Stewart, who is a very, very gifted psychic, Akashic Record reader, medium, clairaudient, clairvoyant. And today, for I think the first time, we'll be debuting her channeling relationship and how this all came to be, how she evolved into this luminary in our midst. So, Ellie, are you with us?
Yes, I'm right here, Leah. Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming. Good morning to you, and thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited about today's interaction. I am very interested in some of the new developments and things that you've been sharing with me, and I'd like to introduce our audience to some of your history about how you have gotten to the point where you are. And I know many of your students are listening today, and many interested people will be listening in the future. So would you start by sharing with us a little bit about how you came to be who you are now?
Well, you know, it started on my journey in really seeking out alternative practices to help heal the body. And I remember I was sitting in one class one day, and a young lady's grandmother, who had made her transition to the other side, you know, she kept messing with me in class. And she was telling me to say to her something about the violet, the smell of violet. Anyway, I looked over at the young lady and I said, you know, is your grandmother on the other side? And, of course, you know, she told me, yeah. I said, well, she wants me to let you know that the violets are beautiful on that side. And, you know, the expression on this young lady's face, you know, she was surprised. She was touched. All of the emotions she could have at one single time rolled up with inside of her and displayed on her face. And understood that I had this ability to actually communicate with the other side. Now, of course, all along I have been getting messages because I'm clairaudient, but I never really questioned, you know, where my messages, you know, really came from or anything like that. I just took it as truth, and, of course, all of the time it was true. But this was something different for me. And so as I moved, and I think you kind of term it as a medium, correct?
Yes.
talking with dead people. So then they started showing up at my house. And as they, some of the souls were lost and they were trying to find their way back to the light. And then some of the souls were newly, new souls who had just made their transition and were confused and didn't know how to attach to the light to go to the other side. So I made mention to one of my healing instructors that I, you know, these people, they're coming to my house and they come at all times of the night and blah, blah, blah. And she says to me, well, you have to set up a shingle. And she said, you have to put a sign out and you need to say that you do this, you will help people cross over between a certain time every day. I said, just like that. She says, just like that. She said, all you have to do is speak it, and it will happen that way. And sure enough, that's what I did. So then they started giving me messages to give to other people. And, you know, it's kind of like when the universe sees that you're willing to do something, it takes hold of you full force, and they really let you do it. And so I guess they looked at me and said, well, she's one that wants to give messages, so let's send her some information. And the next thing I knew, there was a celestial being by the name of Hakim that showed up one night in my dream state. And, you know, he thanked me for, you know, showing him around this earth. And if I ever needed him, all I had to do was call his name three times. And, you know, I'm dreaming.
Well, I've actually met Hakim, so I'm he's quite extraordinary.
Yes, he is. And so the first encounter, you know, after my, it took me about maybe 3 months before I tried what he said. You know, I called his name three times. I'm sitting back here in the kitchen, and it's a storm, and I called his name, and nothing happened. And so I was doing my meditation one day, and about a month later, and all of a sudden, this larger-than-life presence filled my living room and almost knocked me out the chair that I was sitting in. And I got up enough nerve to ask, who are you? And because I knew it was different from just a soul crossing over. This force was huge. I'm no small lady, so knocking me out the chair, yeah, big feet. And so this is Hakim. You called me. And so I said, well, that was a month ago.
I was saying, it's a little tardy.
So he saw me. It took me a while to get here. You know, I passed him. So I had this ongoing conversation with Hakim, and Hakim told me that he was going to be my guide towards, not like a regular, not like the guides and spirit guides and stuff that we have. And I refer to him as a he because, you know, that's the language we use down here. But he is it's a male presence that I feel, and that is larger than life. I can't even begin to explain to you how larger than this house that I'm in. And what I didn't realize at that point was that he was my escort into showing me how to work with universal law. I mean, really work with universal laws, to work within the universal plane. Okay. This is the earth plane. and what he was my guide in things to come. So, well, you may ask, well, what things were to come? Well, he showed me how to go in between time, what we call time here, present, but more importantly, to travel in-dimensionally.
So How long ago was this, Ellie? How long ago was it that you met Hakeem?
That was last year, last summer.
I remember I was wondering if it had been previous to that.
Well, I had remember when he came and knocked me out the chair, and I said, I told him, you know, it took him a while to get here. That may have been a year prior to last summer.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. It was It was like some introduction, and then the real working began later.
Yeah, the real working began later. And because there were some things that I needed to do in order to get to this point where I could travel interdimensionally and to the future. And it was very much based on my work in the Akasha. The Akasha opened that up for me. And through Hakeem, once I became, I guess the only word I can come up with is ready, I was then introduced to what I call the Council of 12, and that's what they call themselves. The Council of 12. And the Council of 12 rests not necessarily in the earth plane, but they are like overseers of the earth plane, but they are very much in the galactic quadrant. Where
you got ready. What are you saying? Because I'm sure those who are listening will want to know how did you get ready, because they may want to get ready.
Right. When I say I got ready, there were some things I needed to do. You know, I'm a big proponent of DNA. That was number one. DNA, chakra illumination, anger spear removal. I did my journey with you to have to return the pieces of my soul. And I was already in the Akashic record. But once that level of clarity... once that level of clarity was actually gotten, once I attained that level of clarity, even further, I was able to go even further in the Akashic records. I was able to go even deeper in the records, and at a certain point, they exposed me to other elements of the Akashic records. They gave me like what we would call portal doors to pass through, which would take me into a whole nother realm to give me a wider view. It gave me a different perspective and a wider view. Because sometimes we don't always know all of the pieces, and this expansive view gave me more information.
Yes.
So then, Hakeem and I were fully, talking back and forth, and he was explaining different things to me, and then here comes the Council of 12, and I'm like, okay, who are you? And, they were still, the Council of 12, still part of mass consciousness. They still had their finger on mass consciousness. So think about mass consciousness as being a highway with 52 lanes. And they're busy trying to keep all the traffic flowing in the same direction. And they're busy trying to give mass consciousness the ideas of peace, harmony, and abundance. And mass consciousness, because we have free will,
is still caught up. Some people are pulling down peace, abundance, you know, greater consciousness expansion, more awareness, and then there's some people who just don't want to have it at all, and they can do that because that's their free will. The Council of 12 is not about force. They are only about allowing you to have the experience of greater awareness if that is what you so wish.
Now, the Council of 12 are the you're speaking. These are the overseers of the universal records known as the Akashic Records.
Yes.
And your relationship with them has grown significantly, and the idea is that your understanding is that they are helping humanity and the mass consciousness, you know, i.e. humanity, by moving in certain ideas of higher vibration. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. So every time, you know, they were coming in, you know, of course, they were constantly giving me these wonderful expressions of peace and joy and constantly raising my vibration. And as you know, they were sending messages. I've read some of the things to you, which I plan to actually put into a book. But, I mean, the things that they were talking about, some of the things that they were talking about were very relevant things that were coming up. They didn't give me anything that was kind of like, quote, unquote, down the pipe. This was all stuff that was coming up right away. And then they were giving me direction on how to teach, what to teach. They would tell me, you're doing a phenomenal job. Now you can do some demonstrations this way. I mean, they were giving me detail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The next thing I know, they said, okay, well, you know, you work with this one healing team. We want you to work with the quantum healing team. I was like, okay. And then they told me, well, we want you to say this prayer, and this prayer is going to give you a much wider view. It's going to show you where a lot of people actually originated from. And so use this prayer for you. But teach your students the first prayer because it's important for them to take steps, you know, to follow protocol, because, again, this is a much different frequency that we're working with here. And I have to tell you that sometimes, you know, when they tell me to go sit down, I can't do anything but go sit down and go into meditation when they tell me, because if I don't, I will fall out of the chair.
And I laugh because we have so many private conversations where you're like, uh-oh, they're telling me to go lay down. I'm like, you better go on and lay down.
Yeah. So I have learned to, I think when we first met, I think I told you, I said, oh, I'm very obedient. I came up through the school of spiritual learning of being obedient to the word. So I'm very obedient. Here recently, I had gotten a communication from the Council of 12 that, you know, with the blood moon coming up, that this was going to be a very significant advancement for humanity.
Can you share a little background on that before you enter into it so people will know what that is? They may not have any idea what that means.
Well, the blood moon is really a time period whereas there's an eclipse that takes place during a full moon. And in that, at that time of the eclipse, what they call a full lunar eclipse, the earth, the sun, the moon are lined up horizontally, you know, and the moon appears to be red. So that's how it looks. That's how the blood moon actually looks.
Do you know when that would take place or when it has taken place?
Yeah, well, this one's special because this blood moon, there's going to be actually four times within a one-year period that it will actually take place. And I think there's only been four other times that this has occurred in this century. And the last one was like in 1967, around 1967-68. And they all have lined up with religious holidays, Jewish holidays. But the communication that I got for this time was that this was going to be a key interface for humanity and the advancement of evolution. In this time period, there won't be anything that won't be dealt with because of the importance of humanity's evolutionary aspect to obtain peace. And it's very important that we stay in the present and not really focus on things of the past, because what a lot of us don't understand is that when we start to think, our thoughts, they kind of like all gather together and they say, okay, how many people are thinking catastrophe? Okay, you got 500 over there? Okay, that's good. You all are the majority. So the majority wins and then the catastrophe happens. You understand what I'm saying? That's that mass consciousness, you know, really working.
Yes.
Okay. So what I was told is that even in our discussion today, well, you can say a little bit about it, but, you know, this is something entirely new. What is going to be going on is harnessing a particular frequency that will be sent during this time. And the frequency will lend itself to those through peace, abundance, greater conscious expansion, higher thought patterns. People will experience greater awareness and understanding. Now, this is what will be gotten for the people who attend this particular event that I'm having for Blood Moon. I didn't know that I was some sort of a vessel, but okay, that's what they tell me I am. And so they have given me the directive to actually have this session.
When will this take place?
Well, actually, according to our calendar, the maximum eclipse, the full eclipse, begins on April 15th at 2:08 a.m. The maximum eclipse, and it will go from 2:08 until 2:46. And then at 3:23, it will end. So we're going to go from 2 until 3:23. I can tell you, they gave me a little preview of this whole thing, and I can tell you that when it ends, it really doesn't end, you know, because it takes you about 24 hours to integrate all of the frequencies that come into the physical body, okay? That's what I can tell you about that because, of course, I've been able to experience it.
Well, would you answer this question? If this is happening on a planetary-wide basis, and most people will be, well, in this hemisphere, people will be asleep, and other hemispheres, they'll be awake. And is the awareness of the event similar to the occurrence in the 80s that we experienced with, I've just lost the name of it, but there was a huge intergalactic or planetary event called the harmonic convergence. and people had awareness and were directed to go into meditation during that time. Is this a similar type of event?
You know what? I don't really know. I don't know that I can compare it to that. All I can really compare it to, if this helps you, because you've been in one of my manifestation sessions that similar to one of my manifestation sessions.
Well, that would certainly indicate that awareness would be an important factor.
Yeah.
And I noticed that even in my own work that the events happen in work anyway, but awareness gives you an edge, so to say, or an extra aspect,
aspect. What they've told me is that I think I alluded to you at one point that there was a time where I woke up in the morning and I had to lift something up off of me in order to.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. So what they've alluded to me is that I will actually be able to bring this killer, I will be able to contain or bring all the people's awareness into this one bubble-like thing.
That sounds spectacular.
And
so you are planning an event, and this will be something that is advertised and people will know about so they can participate?
Yes. Yes. I mean, we'll start sending stuff out on we'll have limited space, and we will start sending emails out and, you know, doing the Facebook, social media type thing. We are going to have limited space, so you're going to have to sign up. It's going to cost $50, and that is actually going to get you in for the two dates, the one date in April and the next date in October.
And so 2014 has four of these planetary alignments?
Actually, it goes all the way until 2015. Now, the dates that you get, the downloads, are the opposite 2 days that you don't come for the session. You'll get an automatic download. So you're going to get two downloads that are automatic. All you have to do is be in meditation at that point, but you must have your awareness in meditation. And then you have to come for the session April 15th and October 8th, I believe, is the second date.
And for people who are not in town and can't come to your place of gathering, how will they participate?
They can tune in through my virtual classroom.
Oh, okay, so it's available worldwide.
Yes, it's available worldwide, yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
So this
information has been coming through as the development of your relationships with the dimensional energies that you've been telling us about, is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly correct. And the first part of the information actually came through the Council of 12, where they were giving me the information about doing this whole thing with the blood moon and not focusing on any of the past religious aspects, but focusing only on the now and the new expressions of frequencies. They also told me that the expansion of the third eye is going to be key. I can tell you that they sort of tip your head back, and it's like they tip your head back, and doing so, it feels like a little prong thing is actually opening up your third eye and expanding it. It doesn't hurt or anything, but you're very much aware of it. And then the frequencies start actually coming through the veins.
Now, are you saying that this is what's going to happen during the blood moon, or are you saying that this is a separate event?
No, this is what's going to happen during the session that I have on the blood moon.
That those who are speaking to you the energies, the information that's coming through has indicated that during this session, your third eye will receive expansion, and you've seen it already.
Yes.
And that in this expansion, your head actually tips back, because I was experiencing it when you were saying it, and I actually felt it. Your head actually tips back, and then there's something like a device that expands the third eye. Is that correct?
Yes.
So exciting, yes.
Yes, and so...
What will that mean for the third eye?
That will mean that the third eye will get, will have greater awareness, meaning that you will have greater awareness. You will, you know, I don't think that people use third eye as much as they can because they don't know to do that. And so for me, mostly all of my energy runs through my third eye now. And so if I direct something, I've built that muscle up so that it can handle various frequencies. And when I close my eyes, it is the third eye that I focus on to get all of my images when I see that way.
This is very exciting, especially for those who are interested in developing the muscle of their third eye as well. And we are halfway through our hour together, and I definitely would like to ask you about channeling some information from the energies and the consciousness that you are in touch with. That's something that you'd be willing to do.
Sure. Let me just kind of say right now that I am not really sure how all of this works. I still have access to the Council of 12, but now I'm working directly with the Galactic Federation, actually. And that is new. They are going to be the ones to, I guess, facilitate this session through me for Blood Moon. I have been connected into their stream of consciousness. I am not necessarily connected anymore to mass consciousness. I can tell you that when they disconnected me from mass consciousness, it doesn't mean that I don't have access to it, but all of those thoughts and things that come from mass consciousness, I no longer have running through me. So now I have access to their level of consciousness, which is, I can tell you, is really different. And I can also tell you, you know, it's like some little thing about mass consciousness, a thought may have tried to hide out or something, and when it comes up, it's like, oh, you know, you don't belong here. Get on out of here.
and that would be like an example of what kind of a thought?
I don't know. I had, it may have been a thought of jealousy of some sort. What is that? You don't belong here. Get on out of here. So, and then the next thing I know, that thought just, it just kind of like poofs. It not really blows up, but it disintegrates.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it disintegrate.
Well, would you share with me, or maybe I will ask if the opportunity presents, is this interdimensional experience? Is it that this consciousness comes through us through other dimensions, or is this a different kind of communication?
I think that some of our thoughts or our awareness is interdimensional, definitely, and it gets into mass consciousness, okay? because we travel interdimensionally. I can remember, and I think I even talked to you, because I had received a communication from the galactic aspect saying that I was being disconnected from mass consciousness. And when that happened, it just felt like a whirlwind of things were leaving me. And as a result of that, when I woke up, I felt as if my whole body had shifted inside. And then, so in feeling that way, as if my body had shifted inside, when I believe it was that evening, I was actually having a DNA activation class. And some of the students came in and said, "Boy, you know, you look different. What? Did you lose weight? What?
It's so interesting because when I was working with that class, even the energy in the class was very different.
Right.
You know, I come in on a teleconference for these private DNA sessions, and this particular session, which was just recently, was very different. And it was interesting that I think some of the energies or the people who you attracted were a little bit different for because of the difference in you. So it felt different to me as well.
Yes, and it was very different. As they were releasing me from the mass consciousness, and, you know, it still works the same way. As we release something, we must fill ourselves up with something in that space. And so then they started bringing in the different frequencies, the frequencies of abundance. And I think, you know, at one point they told me that, you know, at this point I have to watch what I think and say because my manifestation will be instantaneous. And so... Oh, no, I'm not out here thinking about getting a lottery. But, you know, it's like, you know, you must watch because this is a whole different way of really thinking. You know, we have in our consciousness, no matter how much we are in tune with our awareness, there are still other thoughts that are constantly flying by that we don't even know that are flying by. And so that whole release from the mass consciousness was, it left me feeling a little weak. It left me feeling as if I had lost weight. It left me feeling as if all of those thought patterns had dissolved.
Well, may I ask the Galactic Federation a question?
Sure. Hold on for one moment, please.
Greetings. I am asking for the audience and myself, what is it that is most important for us to understand at this time as relates to this idea of mass consciousness?
The most important aspect is to understand that you are not separated from anyone else. And when harm is done to one, it is done to everyone. So the idea of oneness needs to really be conveyed at this time. The idea of peace, harmony, health, abundance. Now is not the time to rely upon your separateness. Now is the time to come together to move evolution ahead. In terms of being separate, only slows down the process. Allowing one another to see each other within each other I am within you. And you are within everyone else.
Thank you. Is there, this is wonderful, and it felt very large, this understanding. Is there something that we may do in our circumstance? I'll speak to myself and to any of us who are available to do so. Is there something that we can specifically do in our circumstance to further this idea for humanity?
Allowing one to vibrate at the frequency of peace.
Well, that's great, because I have some frequency named peace. That's excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Ellie.
We would like to bestow upon you and to all the listeners who are listening the preview of sampling the frequency of peace now.
Wonderful.
Well, they're sending it out now. Allow yourself.
Well, I certainly feel that. And I'm sure our listening audience who allows themselves to experience it will feel it. And in the archives, I'm sure that this experience will also be available. What a wonderful gift.
We are so glad to be of service to you today.
Thank you so much. It is a pleasure to have connected with you. I hope that we can do this again.
Okay, Leota, I'm back.
Oh, that was wonderful. I'm still vibrating from the frequency. It's still going through me in waves and waves and waves and waves. I almost didn't want to speak anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to tell people to show up with their pajamas on, because I just know from, that's just a small preview. I know it goes on for a long time, and each frequency is very strong. I was almost, I couldn't even get out of the bed, really. If I had to have gone to the bathroom, I wouldn't have been able to make it. So just so you'll know what that's like, I'm tapped into their mass consciousness now. So when those now that was different, because the voice that I usually hear is more of a masculine voice. I've never heard that voice before, and they let me know that there's no, being in the mass consciousness means that everybody has the opportunity, because they are so within one. They are so within one another. And so when I channel, what happens is myself, I guess, steps aside, and I can actually feel the vibration of their voice is speaking. That's how strong it is.
I think you've mentioned to me before that you can actually feel it in your vocal cords.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's in the vocal cords. The vocal cords are actually moving, and I can feel the vocal cords moving, even though I know it's not myself speaking. But I can feel that the whole tremor in the vocal cords, and I still get the, when messages are being given to me, I still get, and I'm sitting in silence, I still get the vocal cords are still moving, and the imprint of the information is coming across my forehead and kind of like dropping into my ear some kind of way. I don't know how that works. I just guess did some rewiring or something.
Well, before we go, I'd like to speak a little bit about the message. Do you recall what you shared, or are you aware of what you share when you share it, or do you remember? I know some Some channels
sometimes, sometimes I remember. Now, because I still feel the presence of that vibration there, I'm still in the vibration. I think I have an idea of everything that was said, but sometimes I'm still learning how to coordinate with information that they are giving me and how to retain that information. Because, again, this is very new. This is not the same frequency level that the Council of 12 was that this is different. And so I'm having, it's kind of like having to get my eye-hand coordination together.
Well, I want to bring forward this idea that they shared and just speak about it briefly. I asked the question, is what was the most important thing that they wanted to share with humanity? And the answer was the idea of oneness, and that this was not the time to be separate in general. That's what they were saying. And I find that, of course, this is, it's not a completely new idea, but I could see the huge significance and of this concept being so relevant right now, and especially if we look at the condition of the experience that we're in the world, and how everyone is kind of on this path of do for self and get their own thing and coming together. I had the sense that this should escalate in our lives individually and collectively. You know, this idea of joining together under an umbrella or banding together, or, you know, it's even the idea of we're stronger together than separately in positive movement. So I'm just wanting to make sure I reiterated it, because it was so such a large idea and a little contrary to what I'm understanding the mass consciousness is at the moment.
But, you know, with all things, you know, we know that there are shifts occurring. No one is wait. We are experiencing a number of people awakening to a new awareness, and they are seeing information. And, you know, as long as that is occurring, there's a huge chance, along with the shift in frequencies, that, okay, this is going to be a phenomenal time period to actually be in human existence, to actually be able to see the possibilities of world peace actually happening. You know, what we tend to forget is that the universe knows how to, word would be, the universe knows how to straighten itself out. Because the universe has been around longer than any of us. So, you know, for us to think that universal law or the universe itself doesn't know how to usher in peace would be foolhardy. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that we have a golden opportunity to actually have a peaceful existence, a peaceful coexistence, to understand that as I see you, I see myself.
Yes, and it's also even interesting in the name, the energies that have just come through represent themselves under the banner, under the name of the Confederation, Galactic Confederation, and that's, again, a oneness, a coming together. You know, so we're seeing it in every aspect in what's being said and how they represent themselves and in what we are doing as well.
Yeah. I am so glad that we've had this opportunity to go over some of the information, and I'm just myself, I'm just now coming back into what you would call I'm coming back into my body now from that demonstration. How are you?
You sound different. There's a different tenor to your voice as you were in different places.
I sound like myself now.
You do.
I sound like myself now. So, yeah. I think, now, if you can tell me, I'm not sure if we have a caller on the line. How do we know if we have a caller on the line?
We would be on the computer
and see
the microphone. And if the microphone is lit up, then that means the person is asking a question. Otherwise, they may just be listening on the line.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well,
if they push the one, then that means they would like to come online. And this is from, I'm a novice at this. This is what I've learned this week.
Okay, so let me try and, what if it just says hold time?
I'm not sure. Let's be adventurous.
Okay. Hi, do you have a question? Maybe not.
Okay, I think that it will light up very specifically when the person is ready question.
Okay.
Otherwise,
okay.
We yes, I have a question. Call them. Oh, there you are.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Yes, I have a question.
Hi, how are you? Okay, what is your question?
Hello, can you all hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Hi, this is Atiya.
Okay,
hi, Ellie and Ms. Loyola. This is Atiya.
What's your question
Hello?
Today, Atiya? Yes, can you hear us? What's your question today?
Yes, my question is, I had a question for Ellie. I said, what advice would you give to newer Akashic Record readers such as myself who would like to do several mini 10-minute readings back-to-back?
Drink plenty of water. You must be hydrated. Because if you are not hydrated, the frequency from the Akasha will make its presence really known. So you must be very hydrated. And many readings, it's good. But if they're coming back to back to back, you must remember to take a break. So after every 3, you need to get up, walk around, really drink some water, hydrate, 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 because when you're in the frequency for that long, it really starts to, you know, make its presence known through the center of your cap, your skull. So in order for that not to happen, you need to keep yourself hydrated, you need to break. You need to take a break every 3 readings and, you know, take a 10-minute break and then come back and make sure you have that water right there next to you.
Okay. And I just had one more question.
Sure.
I was thinking about doing mini readings and also having a partner to do the readings with me. Is that possible to have like 2 people in one person's Akashic Records and then whatever information I get, I tell the person, and whatever information my partner gets, they tell the person too?
Yes. You know, but you both need to go into the records and see what area you need to focus on.
Okay.
Because you don't want to, say for instance, you're going to be doing readings. You may want to focus on the person's relationship, and the other individual may want to focus on the person's health.
Oh, okay.
you want to focus on, but whatever area you focus on, even though you are reading from the individual's records and you don't know really what type of information is going to come up, I think what you should do is really go in your records and ask, what area should I focus on? Because they will guide you.
Okay.
And then you need to also ask, is this the best partnership for me in doing this work this way?
Okay.
Okay? Because,
all right,
you know, again, yeah, and being a reader, you don't want to partner up with a person who is really in the same lane as you. Because then it's like you're getting a reading from the same person and they're saying the same thing, only with different vocabulary, because your wording will be different. You understand? But
yeah,
if this way you go in and you say, well, what is my strongest suit? How can I make this relevant? And how can the other person make this relevant for the clients that we are to serve? And then you, once you get who you're supposed to work with, then the two of you need to go into the records together and find out and kind of map out a plan on, you know, to ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones, okay, we're doing this work together. What is the best strategy? So you
okay.
may want to give me a call. You may want to give me a call and set up some time in the virtual classroom for that, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Ellie.
You're so welcome.
Afia, before you go away, we're closing out our show, and I want to thank the Galactic Federation. I want to thank you, Ellie, and thank you, Afia, for calling. But before you go, if you listened to the earlier part of the show, did you feel the peace frequency?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I did. I was sitting here, and I had just took some frequency waters, and it was a lot going on. So, yes. Yes, I felt
well,
it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for
You're
so
welcome.
Much for calling in. And I think that was those were great questions, especially for all the students of the Akasha and those who are on their way to being students of the Akasha. Thank you so much, Ellie, and I thank also the Galactic Federation for coming through, and thank you for this information. Hopefully, Ellie, you and I can do this again sometime.
Sure. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Leota.
Well, everyone, again, we'll greet you in the Mayan greetings in Lakesh. In you, I see myself, and vice versa. So everyone have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time on Soul Solutions, Food for the Soul.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service.